All right, God bless you guys for joining us here at Genosis Studios. You're here to sit at Plano, Texas. Got the man of God's going to come out of Accra, Ghana, Dr. Bright and Albright. Should have joined us on the station here in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, we're not going to even delay the time. We're going to go ahead and push him in. For those who are joining us, you want to call in, you can actually go to a link that was sent across the Facebook channel, or you can call in directly at area code 515-602-9738. That'll get you guys right into the studio. But I'm going to pull back here. I'm going to turn it over to my man, Dr. Bright and Albright, out of Accra, Ghana. Dr. Albright?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to let that music kind of solidify itself, and that music keeps itself out. Man, you can take it away. We're going to hear what you got to say. This comes from the kingdom of God. Man, have a good word.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Hello, everyone. Y'all welcome to tonight's program. And I tell you, you will be blessed. I want to especially thank the highly esteemed Apostle Charles Ellis for this honor and opportunity he has given to me to bring the word of God to you tonight. I also want to thank the precious wife for the great work they are doing in the kingdom. Thank you so much for the honor and privilege. My name is Reverend Bright N. Albright, and I'm the head pastor of Christ Restoration Representatives. We are located in East Legon, Accra, Ghana. Hallelujah. And I tell you tonight, you'll be blessed right where you are. I want you to begin to thank the Lord for your life. Thank him for his grace, for his kindness, for his mercy. Oh, Father, we adore you. What an honor. What an honor to be in your presence. What an honor to serve you. What an honor to live for you. Oh, Baro Shatara Babrata Kalere. Mayandere Mazobrata Kashatere Badia. Leiron dobri kele gropala gratere ba sheto ba le kale grata ba. Maliron dobra kale gretere ba zentere ba brata kale groporare. Mayentere ba zintore ba krapale grotore ba sataba. Oh, thank you, Father. Leiro brata kale gretere ba shataba. Oh, thank you. Oh, my Father, oh, give us your Son, leave your Spirit, your works on earth is dead. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, oh, my Father, oh, forgive us your Son, and leave your Spirit, oh, your works on earth is there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. Our minds are led, spirit open to receive from you. We receive by faith with meekness, with gladness, as your word is coming to us tonight. We are responding. We are acting on the word, and we are seeing instant miracles in the name of Jesus. Salvation has come today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to once again thank Apostle Charles Ellis for this honor and opportunity to be on his show and program tonight. You know, Apostle Paul said something in Acts chapter 20, the verse 19. The Bible says, he said, he served the Lord with all humility. He was testifying of his service to the Lord, how he served the Lord with all humility. You know, the most important thing in all the world is to serve the Lord with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. It's to serve the Lord with all humility of mind and humility of heart. That is the most important thing in all the world. Serving the Lord with a perfect heart, serving the Lord with a willing mind, is the most important thing in all the world. Where you serve Him with your life, and you mean what you are doing. You mean what you are doing. And serving the Lord with a perfect heart and a willing mind actually shows and demonstrates your love for the Lord. If you love Him, if you truly love Jesus, if you truly love the Lord, you are going to serve Him with a perfect heart. You are going to serve Him with a willing mind. If you truly love Him. The question is, what is a perfect heart? What is a willing mind? Number one, a perfect heart is a heart that loves the Lord. It's a heart that loves the Lord. Number two, a perfect heart is a loyal heart. A loyal heart. A heart that is loyal to the Lord. A perfect heart is a blameless heart. A blameless heart. And number four, a perfect heart is an undivided heart. An undivided heart. You know, in James chapter 1, when you study from verse 6 to 8, the Bible says, it says, the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. The verse 7 says, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. He says, such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. He says, such a person is double-minded. So an undivided heart is that person who is double-minded. And such a person, the Bible says, they are unstable in all that they do. But a perfect heart is an undivided heart. It's a heart that is fixed on the Lord. A heart that is fixed. A heart that trusts the Lord. A perfect heart is a heart that serves only the Lord. That serves only the Lord. That's a perfect heart. I said the most important thing in all the world is to serve the Lord with a perfect heart and a willing mind. What is a willing mind? A willing mind is a yielded mind. A willing mind is a mind that is yielded to the Lord. A mind that is yielded to the Lord. A willing mind is a mind that delights in the Lord and desires the Lord. That's a willing mind. A mind that delights in the Lord. Like the Bible says in Psalm 1, it says, his delights is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He says his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the word of God. So a willing mind is a mind that delights in the Lord and desires the Lord. A willing mind is also a mind that is pleased and satisfied with the Lord. A mind that is pleased with the Lord, that is satisfied with the Lord. And if you're going to serve the Lord, if you will serve the Lord with a perfect heart, with a willing mind, I tell you, you are going to experience such glory. You're going to experience such glory, such favor, such success, such blessings, such financial blessings in your life in a way you've never known before. You find yourself excelling and prospering in every season, no matter the season. It makes no difference the season. You find yourself enjoying God's blessings in your life, God's financial blessings in your life. You find yourself moving forward by the Spirit. You will never be discouraged. If you are truly serving the Lord with a perfect heart and a willing mind, you will never be discouraged in this life. You will never be discouraged. The Bible says something in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verse 58, and I'm reading from the Passion. It says, 1 Corinthians 15, 58, from the Passion. It says, so now, beloved ones, it says, stand firm, stable, and enduring. It says, live your lives with an unshakable confidence. Did you hear that? It says, live your life with an unshakable confidence. That means it matters how you live. You can't be a child of God who lives in fear. You can't be a child of God who is full of doubts. No. It says, live your life with an unshakable confidence. An unshakable confidence in the word of God. An unshakable confidence in the Lord. Why is he telling you to live your life with an unshakable confidence? He says, because we know we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord. You don't lose when you serve the Lord. You are not wasting your time and your life by serving the Lord. The Bible says we know that we prosper and excel in every season. In every season by serving the Lord. We know. Do you know that serving the Lord causes you to prosper? It causes you to excel in every season, no matter the season, whether corona season, whether winter season. It makes no difference the season. The Bible says we know. We know, glory to God. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are sure that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruits that endures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is the most important thing. You find yourself struggling for nothing if you're not serving the Lord his way. In these evil times, in these dangerous times, is that we know that we prosper and excel in every season. So whilst others are complaining, for us, because we are serving the Lord, in every season we rejoice. We do not complain, because we find ourselves prospering, excelling, moving forward, advancing, making exceptional progress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to look at a divine instruction that King David gave his son Solomon about his service to the Lord. So let's quickly go to, if you have your Bibles, let's go to 1 Chronicles 28, the verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28, the verse 9. And I'm reading from the New Heart English Bible. Listen to this. This is King David giving his son Solomon a divine instruction. This is a divine instruction, a spiritual instruction. He said, "You, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father," hallelujah, "and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind." He said, "For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thought." He said, "If you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." What a divine instruction. He told Solomon, he says, know the God of your father. Know God. In other words, he was telling him, know God for yourself. Know the God your father knew. Know God for yourself. Have personal relationship with God. Be acquainted with God. Understand God. Get to know him. Know him personally. Because King David was letting him understand that, hey, my son Solomon, I cannot know God for yourself. When it comes to God, you must have a personal revelation, personal fellowship with him. You must know God for yourself. And then he went further. He says, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. He didn't tell him, serve God your way. Serve God the way you want to serve him. No, he told him. He told him and taught him how to serve the Lord. He says, serve the Lord with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Why? He says, for the Lord searches all hearts. You know, you need to understand, as God's people, God relates with our hearts. God relates to our heart. That's the reason why Jesus said the true worshipers, they worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That means they worship the Father from their spirit, from their heart. Why? Because he says that is what the Father is seeking. The Father is seeking such to worship him. Those who worship him from their spirit. He said, for God searches all hearts. Remember what the Lord said to Samuel. Well, when he studied Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, the Lord said to Samuel, he said, for the Lord does not see, the Lord does not see as man sees. He says, for man, man looks at the outward appearance. He said, but the Lord looks at the heart. God looks at the heart. God looks at the condition, the state of your heart. Whilst others are looking at the outward appearance, he says, no. God looks at the heart. And King David is telling the son Solomon, he says, for the Lord searches all hearts. That's the reason why you must serve him with a perfect heart. You must serve him with a willing mind. Don't just serve him anyhow. Don't just serve him your way. He says, serve him with a perfect heart. Serving with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts. Now, I want us to look whether King Solomon obeyed his father's divine instruction. Let's see whether he obeyed. Quickly, let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 3, and I read from verse 3. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Remember what I told you. I said, a perfect heart is a heart that loves the Lord. And the Bible is showing us here. It says, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the status of his father David. That means Solomon obeyed. He obeyed the instruction the father gave him, that he had to know God for himself and also to serve the Lord with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Because the Bible shows us here how he walked in the status of his father David. And the Bible, when you read from verse 4, the Bible says, now the king Solomon went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. It says Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. And the Bible says in the verse 5, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you? Hallelujah. So King David taught his son Solomon how to serve the Lord with a perfect heart, with a willing mind, how to love the Lord, how to offer up sacrifices to the Lord. And when you study the verse 13, the Bible says the Lord gave Solomon riches and honor, because you can never serve the Lord and go hungry. You can never serve the Lord and go hungry. You can never serve the Lord and be struggling like the people of the world. No. David said, I have been young, I have been old, and I've never seen the righteous and his seed begging for bread. Begging for bread. So how are you serving the Lord today? King David taught the son how to serve the Lord. And as a result of that, King Solomon prospered. Apostle Paul tells us, he says, and we know that we prosper and we excel in every season by serving the Lord. And that was what David taught the son. And the Bible says the Lord gave King Solomon honor and riches. Honor and riches. In fact, in the days of Solomon, the Bible says Solomon made silver. He made money like stones. He made money like stones in his day. In his day, money was common everywhere. You could easily find money on the floor in his day. In his day. Because he chose to serve the Lord for his life. He chose to serve the Lord with his life. He served the Lord with a perfect heart. He served the Lord with a willing mind. And serving the Lord with a perfect heart and a willing mind equals loving the Lord. If you love the Lord, it means your heart is perfect toward him. If you truly love the Lord, it means your heart is perfect toward him, and it means you are truly serving him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. My question to you today is, how are you serving the Lord today? Can you truly boast of your service to the Lord? How are you serving him? I want us to quickly go to 2 Chronicles, the verse 26, 3 to 5. Listen to this. 2 Chronicles 26, 3 to 5. The Bible says, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. According to all that his father Amaziah had done, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And look at what the Bible says. It says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Did you hear that? As long as he sought the Lord. He said, God made him prosper. His prosperity came from God as long as he sought the Lord. You know, the Hebrew word translated sought here is darash. Now, darash means, number one, darash means to seek diligently. To seek diligently. That means he sought the Lord diligently. He sought the Lord with his life. He wasn't playing church. He wasn't playing games with his Christianity. He sought the Lord diligently. It means to seek diligently. Number two, it also means to consult. That means he consulted the Lord. He consulted the Lord. He consulted. You know, we have those when they are going through challenges, instead of consulting the Lord, they'll go about consulting their friends and all that. And then after they've consulted everybody, and because they are not getting a good response, then they want to now consult the Lord. How can you live like that? You can't live like that. The Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He said, acknowledge God in your life, and he will direct your path. He said, I will lead you in the way you should go, and I will guide you with my eye. It matters where you receive your counsel from, your advice, who advises you. The Bible said this king consulted the Lord. Number three, Darash also means to follow. He followed the Lord. And as he did, the Bible said God made him prosper. God made him prosper. Now, number four, Darash also means to allow yourself to know. To allow yourself to know the Lord, to study him. So this king, Uzziah, allowed himself to know the Lord for himself. He allowed himself to know God for himself. You know, when you get to know God, you will function in wisdom. You will not live like the rest of the world. You will function in the wisdom of God. Anyone who get in contact with your life has gotten contact with the wisdom of God, has gotten in contact with the wisdom of God. He allowed himself to know God, to study God. Darash also means to set yourself to know, to set. Let me read the scripture in the Amplified Classic. Listen to this, 2 Chronicles 26, the verse 5, from the Amplified Classic. It says, he set himself to seek God. Did you hear that? He set himself. He set himself to seek God. In the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the things of God, and as long as he sought and cried of, yearned, for the Lord, God made him prosper. So the Bible says he set himself. It's like the same way you can set your time, your clock, you know, to function right. That is the same way you can set your mind. You can set yourself to serve the Lord with a perfect heart and live for him. That's what the king did. The Bible says he set himself like a clock. He set himself to seek God. Have you set your mind? Have you set yourself this year? The year is still young. Have you set your mind? Or you are the type, you allow your mind, or you allow yourself to just listen to anything? No, it is time for you to set your mind to listen to God. Set yourself to listen to God, to get to know him. It's for your own prosperity. It's for your own well-being. It's for your own health. There is someone, you are listening to me, you know, you are going through challenges in your health. You've been praying, and it seems nothing is working. It's because the Lord is telling me to tell you, it's because you are listening to the wrong information. And it's time for you to set yourself, set your mind to listen to God. And as you listen to him, your strength will be renewed like that of the eagle. You'll be free from every chronic ache from your body. Because God's word gives life. Remember what Jesus said. He said, the words I speak, they are life. They are life. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. He said, the words I speak, they are life. They are life. They are life. Life has come to you today. Amen. So when you serve the Lord, when you learn to serve the Lord with perfect heart and a willing mind, there is no telling how far you will go. And no one born of a woman can stop the progress. No one born of a woman can frustrate you. No one born of a woman can make your life difficult. So that's what the Spirit of God is calling you to do. To set yourself, to set your mind, to purpose in your heart that you're going to serve Him with a perfect heart, a heart that loves the Lord, a heart that listens to God, a heart that is blameless toward God, an undivided heart. Glory to God. I want to quickly read the scripture. I'm almost done. Let's go to the same book, 2 Chronicles 25. 2 Chronicles 25. And I read from verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, Amaziah was the father of Hosea, the king we just read in 2 Chronicles 26. It said, Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years old in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jotham of Jerusalem. Listen to the verse 2, because that's what I'm bringing you. It says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Did you hear that? This king did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. It is not enough to do what is right. The Bible says he did what was right, but not with a perfect heart. Wow. So, what is the connection? What is the relationship of the things you do and the state of your heart? The condition of your heart. Because it matters. You know, you can be doing something and everybody is praising you for what you're doing and God is quiet. Because in the sight of everyone, oh, wow, she's doing what is right. He is doing what is right. But before God, even though it looks like you are doing what is right, but something is wrong with your heart. Your heart is not perfect toward God, perfect toward what you are even doing. The Bible says the king did what was right, but not with a perfect heart. So the state of your heart matters to God. The Bible says God looks at the heart. Then they look at the outward appearance. You see, that is the reason why one of the things you have to learn this year is that you're going to serve God with your heart. You're going to serve Him with a perfect heart. Because the Bible says in 2 Chronicles, the 69, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong. He wants to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart, is perfect toward Him. You see, so God is always showing Himself strong in the life of those whose hearts, not those who are trying to do something for Him. No, but those whose hearts is perfect toward Him. The Bible says God shows Himself strong in their lives. He shows Himself strong. And I pray for you tonight that may the Lord show Himself strong in your life. May the Lord show Himself strong in the life of your children. May the Lord show Himself strong in your business, in your finances, in your ministry. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray for you that the Lord is showing himself strong in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Why? It said, because he wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. He didn't say he wants to show himself strong on those who are talking a lot. No, he wants to show himself strong in the life of those whose hearts are perfect toward the Lord. So that's why that you serve the Lord with a perfect heart. You will not serve the Lord your way, but you serve him his way. He said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my way. For that, when you come into Christianity, you don't come to do things your way. No. He tells us how we need to serve him. He tells us how we need to pray. He shows us how we need to pray. He shows us how we need to give. He shows us how we need to do things in the kingdom. You don't just come into Christianity to do whatever you want. That's not God's way. He said, my son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my way. Let it observe my way. He didn't say, let your eyes observe what everybody is doing. Proverbs chapter 23. In verse 26. Let me read it. He says, my son, Proverbs 23:26. He said, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. He didn't say, let your eyes be observing whatever everybody is doing. No, he said, my ways. Because if you're going to learn to observe his way of doing things, you will do right. You will serve him with a perfect heart. You find yourself moving from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what happens. Jesus said, when you read John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26, listen to the words of Jesus. He says, he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. He said, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Did you hear that? He said, the one who serves me will follow me. He didn't say the one who serves me will follow the media, will follow everybody. No, he said, he will follow me. He will follow me. He said, where I am, my servant will be there. He will be there. And said, the one who serves me, my Father will honor. Oh, glory to God. My Father will honor. That means my Father will glorify. My Father will bless. My Father will strengthen. Glory to God. My Father will prosper, the one who serves me. And I pray for you that this year you will make the decision to serve the Lord his way. You will serve him with a perfect heart. You will serve him with a willing mind. And as you serve him, you are moving from honor to honor, from one promotion to another, from one favor to another, in the name of Jesus. From one blessing to another, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are listening to me and you are not born again, don't believe when you die today, you go to heaven. This is your moment to receive Jesus to your heart. Without Jesus in your life, you can't serve the Lord with a perfect heart. So I want to pray with you. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to die for my sin. I believe you were raised from the dead so that I have life. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. And I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. You are blessed. Hallelujah. I want to especially thank Apostle Charles Ellis once again for this honor and opportunity to bring you God's word all the way from Accra, Ghana. Hallelujah. And I know you are blessed. Remember to share your testimonies with us. Hallelujah. Let us know how tonight's meeting has transformed your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, sir.
You're more than blessed, man of God. We appreciate having Dr. Albright on the line with us. Such a powerful word that's come from the kingdom of God. We're going to push on out. We have got time and position here. We're going to make sure we obey and being obedient as we be in service of the kingdom of God. But this is not the last time you're here. And you'll be back again, as always. Great friend, great man of God. Got a great woman of God beside him, and they're always doing great work from the kingdom. Each and every one of us here at HNLC Studios, the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, and myself, and along with Dr. Albright and Pamela Albright, we thank them. We bless them for being a part of this show today and blessing the people out there to hear word that's coming from the kingdom. Until then, man of God, y'all be blessed. Have a good night. Take the words. Take them to heart. They're great for you, man of God.